USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is now underway with its first impeachment hearing. Democratic panel chairman Gerald Nadler says,
President Trump did not merely seek to benefit from foreign interference in our elections. He directly and explicitly invited foreign interference in our elections. He used the powers of his office to try to make it happen. He sent his agents to make clear that this is what he wanted and demanded. He was willing to compromise our security and his office for personal political gain.
U.S. private sector job growth continuing to decline, it appears. It's reached a six-month low in November, according to the ADP National Employment Report. Just 67,000 new jobs created last month. That's less than half of what the experts had forecast. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter pleading guilty to one count of misusing campaign funds for personal expenses. The Southern California Republican had previously pleaded not guilty to numerous charges. He now faces the possibility of several years in federal prison when he's sentenced in March. His wife Margaret pleaded guilty earlier. The couple has three kids, and Hunter says he wanted to avoid a difficult trial. Hunter's father had served as a Republican in Congress for many years before he retired. A once huge field of candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination continues to contract.
I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
That's Senator Kamala Harris announcing in a video yesterday that she is suspending her campaign for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
California Congressman Devin Nunes is suing CNN for more than $435 million. The Republican filing the suit against the network yesterday over a report last month, which linked him to a former Ukrainian prosecutor. The story says an indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's lawyer, was prepared to tell Congress that Nunes met with the Ukrainian about digging up dirt on former VP Joe Biden. Nunes says he never met with that former prosecutor or talked with any of Giuliani's associates. Forbes magazine just releasing its annual list of 30 under 30 of young movers and shakers. Forbes is recognizing 30 people in each of a wide array of disciplines. They include NBA superstar Kevin Durant, Amazon executive Jessica Skenazy, actor Timothée Chalamet, and hip-hop star 21 Savage, as well as Harvard MIT medical researcher Faye Chen. Is Anheuser-Busch trying to plan on brewing beer in space? Because the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that's to launch from Cape Canaveral today will power a capsule packed with science experiments for the International Space Station. One will include barley seeds, part of the brewer's efforts to see how space affects the germination and malting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.